What would you say about Sheila Jordan? She, to me, was one of the coolest people I ever met. Now, this term of cool is overused and overwrought, but when I say this in terms of cool, she was always Sheila. No fuss, no airs, no pretense. She knew everybody in jazz. She remembered shows of Miles Davis, of Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, all as if it was yesterday. She remembered Dizzy Gillespie, but she had no airs or pretense, and she would just casually tell you this story. In every way, when Sheila would come into the room, I always called her my big sister, even though she was way tiny. In all the ways that we connected over the years, when I was doing a theater project called The Beatnik Cafe, she was there, gave me hours of time and let me know stories and insights, the ways that I was seeing things correctly, all the ways that Sheila was there and connecting me. And this is one of the cool things she does. When she was at some National Endowment for the Arts kind of fellowship, I wanted to say is, but even though that her singing was fun and spontaneous and playful, one of the coolest things I loved was how she took care of people. And I heard so many stories about her, like musicians who were struggling with one addiction or another, or housing, or this problem or that problem. She was always there. She connected people. She knew everybody. And she treated everybody with sublime respect and courtesy. A fan, it could be a stranger, anybody. And she would say, just call me Sheila. And that was her. I could go on for a long time what I thought was just simply amazing. But she is one of the people that truly touched my heart. Even when I hadn't seen her a while, she always gave me a big shout and a hug as if I was her best friend. And maybe this is how she treated everybody. And maybe that's part of her wisdom. And yet, with all of this, she was great. She was fun. She was playful. She never put on airs. And even when she was struggling with health, she never let it get in her way. She just said, it's time to do the show. And this was Sheila. I think about this long, incredible, rich life of hers with her daughter, Tracy, with all these people called her friends, Sonny Rollins, all the way down across the board, all the ways that people touched by her. I was chatting with Dave Amran, and he said, oh yeah, I did a show with her and Thelonious Monk in 1955, and all the people. But I love her artistry, her sense of playfulness, her sense of invention. Even as years kept by, she could just improvise, play with the song, and that was one of the things that she always taught me. Have fun, play, and be yourself. So, Sheila Jordan, I could go on forever. How I miss you, how I think about you, how truly I loved you for who you are. You, just this great, wonderful, sublime spirit, this little bundle of energy and joy and swing and play, my delightful and dear friend, Sheila Jordan. Yeah, sister, I love you.